This is the Closet Geek episode 131 for October 13th, 2016.
I'm Commander Shepard, and the Closet Geek is my favorite podcast on the Citadel. I should go. Closet Geek,
come each week in Closet Geek. I think you're the only one hearing this, Barry.
Can you guys not hear it? That's okay.
Barely. Barely. Yeah,
no. Well, shh.
It's really quiet.
Shh. Everyone else can, so shh.
And chill.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the latest in geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Barry. Do you
Welcome to Closet Geek. Do you have something
on your mic that's trying to like automatically determine some sort of like an auto gain or something? You keep going like loud, soft, or you know, loud, quiet. I guess it would be technically.
Well,
so
there.
Hey, everybody.
I just adjusted my gain, so maybe that will change it.
That actually sounds a lot better already. So.
All right. So
great.
Sometimes the kids, they touch the stuff and I don't realize.
Don't touch the stuff.
And I just realize, you know, they touch my stuff and I don't realize they did. And I'm just like, whatever. But anyway, welcome everybody to the Closet Geek. And let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we can recommend for you guys to check out. And a quick shout out to Growly Bear in the chat room. Hey, Growly Bear, how's it going? So he is already has joined us. So let's talk about what we're doing geeky, guys. John, you are, you know, pictureless. We apologize.
He's the perpetual...
He's the loading symbol tonight.
Hey, just means he's in motion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's okay.
On my end, everything appears to be working just fine.
Oh, well.
So I'm not sure why there's this problem.
The cake is a lie.
The cake maybe it'll, is a lie.
Yeah.
So,
maybe it'll work itself out.
Yeah, maybe. But at least we can hear you, and that means everyone else can hear you as well. So why don't we start with Ryan? Ryan, what did you do these last couple weeks that you was geeky?
That you can actually talk about,
you know, because we know Ryan with his cool new job has to sign all these non-disclosure agreements and
last week I was I was on set for 3 days. Each day was about 12 hours on average.
And
it was a pretty cool 3 day stint there where I got to play with costumes and got to rub elbows with famous people.
So you can't even say what show it was that you were working on?
What show? What movie it was?
Or movie?
It was
you're
a
not
movie.
Not allowed to say that it.
You're
not allowed to say what it was. I mean,
it
I
was
understand
a
that
theatrical
you're not allowed...
release movie.
Ooh, so it's going to come to the big screen.
Yes.
So within the non-disclosure agreement, it specifically states you cannot say.
No, actually, I can't say. No, I can't say what it is. I just can't show any photos or tweet about it or anything like that.
Is it something that we know about?
or it is the fourth installment of a family movie.
Fourth installment of a family movie. This is like geeky that, trivia.
Yeah, like that could that's a big list.
Live action family movie.
Is it fantasy related?
No.
Okay.
Beethoven the Fourth.
No, there's
no
like
dogs.
There's like there's like 10 of those.
No animals.
No animals. Okay. Fourth.
All right, I give up.
Yeah, you'll
Hunger
see it.
Games.
No, it's a family movie.
It's a family.
There's no action. There's no guns involved.
Oh, is it? Is oh, Growly Bear says, yeah. Is it Home Alone?
No. Yeah, Home Alone 4. Yeah. No. Mighty Ducks 4.
No, you guys are old. Think of new
think
things.
Think of new things. Oh, I can't sorry. Think of any new.
I don't know.
Not
it's not family.
Not
the only stuff that I know of is like animated.
No.
So I don't even know. All right. Well, so anyway, we're filming a movie, which is awesome.
Yes, it was really cool. Got to meet a lot of people and had a pretty good.
Famous people?
Yes.
Did you get to take pictures with them?
No.
Aww.
That is forbidden.
That's forbidden.
Yeah, that's absolutely forbidden.
can you at least say hi to them?
Oh yeah, I said hi to them. Yeah,
that's good. Were they nice?
Yeah, pretty nice.
That's good too. So now when we see the movie, we'd be like,
we sang happy birthday to the main actress's 40th birthday was on set.
So an actress that's 40 in a family movie.
Sang happy birthday to her.
Jennifer Garner.
No,
is she 40?
She's older than that, I think.
No, she's about that age.
She's about 40.
All right.
And then been making I have some Wookiee masks that I'm finishing up. I have my last Wookiee masks of the year.
Yeah, there was like
I'm not gonna
six
take
of
any
them,
more
right.
Well, there were four.
Four.
But I'm not going to take any more full mask commissions. I might sneak in something here and there if I feel like it.
For the year, you mean?
Yes, yes. Until after the holidays, and then I can refocus on other things. I wanted to kind of take my time and work on some personal projects these next couple months. So that's why I did that.
But you have less time to do those things now because now you have your job where, but you're making,
it's also
making props
true.
As your job.
Yes.
So that's awesome.
Yes. And tomorrow I'm going to go to, Divergent. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to go to the warehouse and, they're having a set auction sale.
Ooh.
So. Oh yeah. Cause they're not making those movies anymore.
So we're going
to
go
because nobody wanted to watch them.
Didn't they do
a direct to DVD release on the last one?
No, they're turning the last movie into a TV series.
No, the last movie came out. Allegiant?
Yeah.
It came
out. No, they turned it into a two-parter.
What?
It came out, but they turned it into a two-part movie, but the second movie they're going to spin off into a TV series.
Oh. I guess
anyway.
I thought that because not enough people it didn't make enough money to warrant.
Probably.
We're gonna
see if we can buy some of their junk for our shop.
That's cool though.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then what else did I do, Kiki? That's pretty much it.
Hey, that's awesome. You were in a movie.
Oh, I've been catching up on Rick and Morty.
Oh yeah.
That's a show that none of you would probably watch.
I've watched a few episodes, but I couldn't keep going because it wasn't something. Well, I don't know. It was funny, but it didn't grab me.
Not suitable for work.
Not suitable for John.
Not suitable for John. That's right.
And, well, Michael, the trick is to watch it when you're not sober. So.
Oh. Nice. Okay. Well. Hey, Ryan, right, I'll take you up on that, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. Speaking of not sober, it's funny that I went to a work party tonight, and our company helped host it, and so the people that were speaking and they were grateful that we hosted it, and so they gave us gifts, and the gifts they gave us were bottles of wine.
And they
handed it to me and all my fellow coworkers and people that knew me. They're like, he's not going to get much use out of that.
So who'd you give it to?
I'll probably just take it to work tomorrow and be like, anyone want this? I don't. Well, and it's funny because
it's an office party.
Woo!
Woo!
So, yeah. But anyway, John, let's go with you next. What did you do, Geeky?
All right.
these last couple weeks.
Can you see me?
Nope, but nope. That's okay.
Nope.
You still can't see me.
No, this it's just, it's the perpetual loading screen.
That's right. Just weird. I don't understand. Anyway, this week, well, I've been getting back into Guild Wars 2. I think I kind of talked about that a little bit last time, but I've been playing that still.
Did you say Guild Wars?
Yes, Guild Wars 2. Wars
2. Okay, I didn't hear you. All I heard was Guild 2. So I guessed.
that's the Korean version.
Right.
Speaking of Guild Wars 2.
Yeah.
Guild Wars 2 was on set.
Wait, what?
Yes. Another sneak spoiler for now. You're really confused, aren't you?
Super. Was on set.
Xbox was in a part of the show, so.
Okay. Hmm. A family show with Xbox involving Guild Wars 2.
I'm just throwing you off.
It's with the 40-year-old
the Game Wizard
actress.
4.
It has nothing to do with
anything.
I know. But that's funny.
So I've been playing that. I recently have been receiving, because I got press credentials to go to the Gen Con. I wasn't able to actually go, but because I got press credentials, I kind of showed up on everybody's press contacts list.
Yeah.
So I started getting emails for like various different games and things that are being developed and such. And there's actually a new one that's currently being developed. It's currently on Steam, early access. But it's called Super Dungeon Tactics, and it's a video game based on their board game, which is called Super Dungeon Explorer. And but it's really cool. It's a tactical turn-based game, very much in the form of like Final Fantasy Tactics or like Fire Emblem. Or you know, something along those lines.
Yeah.
But it's also mixed with a very much like RPG and story driven. But the art is great, and that's actually one of the first things that kind of caught my attention is just the style, the artistic direction of it. But I contacted them, and they sent me a preview copy. Cool. So I kind of played with that for a little bit. So once I get done kind of going through the rest of the levels and get a better idea of the game, I'll actually do a full on review of the game for the Closet Geek community.
Sweet.
But so far it's looking pretty good. I have been having fun just kind of figuring it out. Also, in the last couple of weeks, there was the CitizenCon, which is the convention for the Star Citizen piece game that's currently being developed. Unfortunately, this is a game that I crowdfunded way back in 2012.
Yeah. I know, right?
And and it's still in development.
Wow.
And so actually one of the things that they talked about was their single player campaign. So they were trying to get it released by the end of the year, but at the convention during the keynote presentation, they said that they were not going to be able to get it done before the end of the year, and that they are not giving a date as to when it's going to be finished. So it's basically been indefinitely delayed, unfortunately. Now the open world aspect of the game, they have been allowing backers to access kind of an alpha version, where they've slowly been updating the open world aspect, various different modules that have finally gotten all pieced together, and so that's pretty cool. They actually showed their procedural creation of planets. And that was amazingly beautiful to watch this demo of the way that the planets are going to be procedurally created in this game. It was pretty awesome. The demo that they did was almost enough to make me forget that the single player campaign has been indefinitely delayed. But because, you know, because you see what they're working on, you're like, okay, if that's what the final game is going to be like, you know, I can handle waiting a little bit longer.
You know what it sounds
Unfortunately,
like?
Unfortunately, those final game demo pictures that sometimes you see just isn't what the game actually is when it comes out.
It was a live demo running on, running on their...
I was just thinking of what? No Man's Sky.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
No Man's Sky, the, wow, this looks amazing! And then you get it and you're like, oh my gosh, it's like playing polygons from the 80s.
Well, okay, that may be true for those that were dealing with the PC version now. However, I actually got No Man's Sky on the PS4, and my experience was great. I actually really enjoyed the game. It was beautiful, playable. All of the issues that PC players were having, none of the PS4 players were experiencing that. And, it's because...
Still didn't look as good as the original release demos that they were going to say.
I thought when I was playing it, they, I thought it was amazingly beautiful. But, So, unfortunately, Star Citizen...
You're just a video game pushover, man.
Yeah, well, maybe,
Video it doesn't pushover take game man.
Doesn't take much to impress.
It's his superhero skill.
Gives great reviews to every game.
Yeah, every game is a 10.
Send him our demo. Everybody listens to John.
I think that might be the name of this episode. Video game pushover man. I'm writing it down right now.
There you go.
So I sat and watched the keynote, which was like almost 3 hours of the just kind of what they are currently working on, what they're about to come out with, and that kind of stuff. So it's pretty, So there you go. That's what I did.
Okay. Cool.
Done.
So Michael, what did you do, geeky?
Really, the big geeky thing I've done and RM doing. Yeah. Cannot find good words to find things good. So I've been putting together the presentation for my panel for Anime Banzai Convention.
Oh yeah.
And having all these wonderful outlines and notes are great, but when you actually try and put it together, it's a lot harder than you realize sometimes. And so I'm not very good with video editors. it's a newfound skill that I'm trying to figure out. No, but luckily I don't really have many video clips to worry about. It's a known issue with some of my... For example, I figured it would be very straightforward, and I was just going to use VLC media to record clips from DVDs, which normally you can do, no big deal. However, there is an apparent glitch with Windows 10 and the most recent version of that program, where instead of recording it, which it does record it, it records each track of information as a separate chunk of a single document or file. So when you play it back, it'll play the audio, then it shows the video, and then it'll show and then it has a bunch of blank space, which you find out is actually the subtitle information. So you're like, all right, this is not gonna work. So I've scrapped a bunch of my video clip options, and now I've been kind of brainstorming a few fillers for that part of the panel
What is your panel?
My panel is censorship in anime. Why? So it's essentially a panel that goes over the Japanese censorship laws and why they are the way they are, and how when the Japanese anime comes to other countries, what those countries also choose to censor. When it, for example, when it comes to America or when it goes to Europe or, you know, there's a lot of interesting Germany laws with not being able to show swords or World War II symbology, whether it's Nazi or other. And so,
show swords?
Yeah, they cannot show swords on television. And so all these anime that have swords, they still show the anime, but they literally just like chop out the sword.
They blur it out or something.
No, they don't even blur it out. They just remove it altogether.
Oh, weird.
And so because there's stuff where like old classic Rurouni Kenshin stuff where like the characters will be standing on the blade tip or whatever. You know, the classic anime where they jump up and like land on the sword.
Their sword, yeah.
And so they're like floating in the air, running on nothing for a second or whatever. You know, it's pretty silly. And then like in America, you know, the classic, hey, let's edit out every single gun and every single reference to smoking and replace it with something else. Or of course, recently the last 6 years, it's gotten real, or actually the last 3 years, it's gotten really bad across the board, whether it's the original Japanese release or other releases where they just were literally just black bar parts of the screen or big black circles. And you're like, really? It's
now,
really getting terrible.
Now, when you say about this editing, like, does this mean when it comes to like general TV, like, you know,
correct. Because it's taking the original Japanese
stuff like that. So it's not necessarily the videos that like you purchase or, you know, we can still go on Crunchyroll.
Even some of those. I mean, it's the comparison between the original TV release in Japan versus the original TV release in America.
Okay.
However, you know, if you go through Crunchyroll, for example, you're getting it straight from the source.
Yeah.
And so it's not been additionally censored. However, I said, the last few years,
it'll still have the Japanese, you know,
the
company's censor.
The animation companies have gotten scared, and there's a chilling effect going on right now, and so they are over censoring because of a lawsuit that occurred in 2013. And so it's pretty crazy.
Interesting.
And so, you know, normally what would be shown is now like fogged out, or they'll put in, literally they'll just like put in an icon on the screen for a second and you're like, this is ridiculous. And so, but that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about.
Cool.
And I'm covering everything from Pokemon and kids for, you know, what is it? Kids for Kids or, you know, Forgo Kids.
Yeah.
I can't remember when it came out, when it was
like
just horribly edited, and all the way to the hardest core of hardcore. So it's, I'm covering all genres, and just talking about censorship and how it's really silly. A lot of times it's just really ridiculous what different cultures choose to censor. And a lot of times it might not be the laws of the land. It's more the culture of the land. And so the companies who release the product in their countries choose to edit the material, even though the laws of the land don't require it. And that happens a lot in America, which is interesting. So,
yeah,
so I'm going to talk about that. And,
go for it, man.
You know, that part is only really going to be like 20 minutes of the presentation. The other like 35 minutes is going to be more of, you know, like, hey, here's, you know, picture examples of, you know, the 80s, the 90s, the 10,000, you know, the thousands, the 2010s. So people can see like, you know, how the mentality of what was, you know, drawn and shown and so forth has changed. And then we're going to have fun of like being like, compare, like, not censored, you know, and just get a kick out of the silliness that has occurred out there.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. It is an 18 plus panel, which is kind of neat. So my panel's at 10 o'clock on Friday night. in panel room one, I believe.
After hours.
And yeah, it's after hours. Yep. And you know, you have to have your 18 plus wristband to get through the door, because you know, when you talk about censorship, it's bound to, you know, blood, guts, gore, and boobs. So,
yep.
And then on, I think also on Friday, I believe, I have a panel at 2 o'clock, or no, or it's on Saturday, which is the 25th anniversary of Neon Genesis Evangelion. We're basically going to...
Wow, I'm
whoa.
Old.
That was weird. Like, he was there, and then he wasn't there, and now you're there again.
but he's still frozen.
No.
So... But yeah, so it'll be cool to do the reminiscing of the Neon Genesis Evangelion series. And so I'm really tempted to like binge watch it next week.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
So all the original TV series, the movies, 111-222-333. Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You know, that's I'm like, it's going to be like 100 hours.
Like, nice. Be nice and depressed when you're done.
Yeah.
Who needs a job?
Yeah. So I've just been getting my anime geek on. SLC Anime did meet, and we reviewed Food Wars and as the TV series, and we reviewed Akira as the television or as the movie. And Food Wars ended up with an 8.5. So everybody really enjoyed it. There was one person that... she had a really hard time with it, mainly because she felt that the females were over sexualized in some of the scenes, and so she
in a
you know,
Japanese
it down
anime.
What?
I know. But it was pretty darn close equal with the men. That was how it felt to her. And that's the great thing about SLC Anime is everybody's opinion is respected and we discuss it and it's like a book club. So
at least listen
not
to
everybody
you.
Has to like it. But and then of course Akira, which is a classic, also I believe got an 8.5 overall. So this upcoming month, I got to choose the movie. And I thought, hey, we're in the 80s, let's stay in the 80s. And so I'm gonna have everybody watch Macross, Do You Remember Love? 1984. It was the, before Akira, it was the highest budgeted anime film ever made. And it's an amazing film. If you love the Macross series, or even if you were an old Robotech fan of the Macross portion, which then you can watch that movie, and it's awesome. It's great.
Speaking of Robotech,
yes, that totally reminds me.
The whole series is on Netflix.
I started watching it with my 14-year-old the other day. I was 14 when this came out. You are 14. I am going to indoctrinate you to this.
You will. Yes. I will force you to watch this with me.
Yeah.
He's like, Dad, this is old. I was like, old does not mean it's not good.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes. It is actually. It still holds up. The story still holds up.
The story does.
Yeah.
The story. Like, just whoa.
No, but that's the movie is amazing. The animation still holds up to today because it was just so beautifully drawn. But yeah, Robotech, all 85 episodes was on Crackle, and then it was finally released recently on Netflix for streaming as well. So if you want to experience 1984-85, you know, American 85. Conglomeration of anime,
yeah,
there
was,
you go.
It was 85, so. Yeah, I think. So cool. Actually,
I think 84. Yeah, I think 84.
In there. I got a bunch of my anime geek on as well these last couple weeks, because once again I went on a business trip, and you know what that means? Binge watching on my free time.
Binge watch. The only thing you will ever binge is your movies and
that's
videos.
Right. So that's right. So I caught all the way up to Naruto. Like, all the
you
way.
You watched
up.
All, like you finished the all Shippuden. Of Shippuden?
So what? I actually skipped.
That's like 200 and something episodes.
No, it's like 400 something.
Well, it's over four, almost like 500 episodes. But
how can you watch all that? How much does it take to watch
all that? Well, each episode's only 22 minutes long, right?
Still. And granted, I skipped a lot because because they had there was one time I think I skipped probably like 20 episodes in a row. Because
and only a minute had passed.
Exactly. Well, because what it was is like this big pinnacle moment in the main storyline, and they're like, oh, let's have 20 episodes of flashbacks about all the characters now. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, go back to the main storyline.
Oh, come on, Barry, enjoy your shonen.
No, so
that's right. There's got to be a list out there online where it cuts out all that for you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Let's wiki.
That's right. But
I want to know because I'm interested in watching Naruto, but I don't want to watch all the episodes.
Well, the great thing now is that you should do it and watch it on Hulu, so, and you'll be able to skip all the episodes you don't need.
I'm like 17 seasons, 479 episodes.
Yikes. Oh, I'm never gonna.
That's just Shippuden, though.
That's just
yeah.
Shippuden.
That's just Shippuden. That's just
you had to watch.
What?
Naruto.
There's more.
You have to watch the original.
Oh yeah. There's other
Naruto.
There's other
at Naruto as a kid, and then Naruto Shippuden is when he's a teenager, and so it. So you probably have about 400 episodes in regular Naruto as well.
So you've watched all of that.
Yes.
So where does Boruto fit in? Isn't Boruto Naruto's son?
He doesn't have a son yet. Like the series ends like him and Sasuke have a giant battle, and they you know, spoilers everyone. Sasuke finally accepts Naruto and decides he's not going to be bad anymore. Blah blah blah. That's like the end episode, but apparently there are two more episodes after this one. Actually, the new one has come out, and I need to watch that. And it's kind of
like... that's episode 479.
It's like the two epilogue episodes, where it's like... Huh. Where there's one that talks about, you know, the finishing up some loose ends here, and then the last one is actually where, like, I think Naruto actually hooks up with one of the characters... showing their future and stuff like that.
Yeah, Shippuden has been out a lot longer than the
original. Yeah, Shippuden was longer. Yeah, but so I caught up with that and enjoyed watching that, and it was lots of fun. But then I was like, I'm done with Naruto. What do I watch now? And I'm like, I don't want to start.
Don't say Bleach.
I didn't want to.
Okay, Bleach good. I was gonna reach through the screen and slap you.
I didn't want to
see one shonen long running show to another shonen run long running show. It's like
I caught all the way up with
Bleach
the
also has like 100 and something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly.
I caught up to a current show that's out called My Hero Academia.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
I like it a lot. It's super good.
Yeah, there's only 13 episodes, there's 12 episodes.
There's 13 episodes right now.
Yeah.
And
that was the end of season one.
Yeah, I think
Boruto is a movie.
Okay. That was
so. No. I mean, it came out last year.
Yeah, it's
and
it's,
so a
it's
lot a... of people are kind of thinking that episode 480 is gonna introduce Boruto.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying because the final episode is called Naruto and Hinata, which is another character, and that's the title of the episode. So obviously it's you know them finally hooking up and having a kid and stuff like that. So
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah, because Boruto. Yeah, in the movie that came out last year. Well, it came out last year in Japan.
Yeah,
I don't know when it came stateside, but yeah, it's about the son of Naruto.
Yeah.
And his name is Boruto.
Yeah. So
who's his mom?
Hinata.
I that's what I'm trying to find out.
Hinato?
Hinata.
Oh, Hinata. I was like, what? I honestly have like very little knowledge of Naruto other than the basics.
Oh, that's okay.
You call yourself an anime fan?
I don't watch a lot of shonen.
He doesn't watch shonen.
It's not my stuff.
I don't understand what is shonen. Shonen is the style of anime.
The super long anime. So like Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, Bleach, One Piece.
They're usually the battles. It's all about like battle
like
long
Dragon Ball Z, yeah.
Dragon Ball Z
is a good example of shonen.
But it's
the style because it's aimed at like a teenage boy.
Yeah, it's target audience. Filled, packed, okay.
And actually,
battles and you know lots of
whereas
action,
like
violence.
Like all of the romance ones are like the ones that are targeted at like teenage girls, you know, have a different, I can't remember what the name is, but and you know, there's different styles of anime have different categorizations.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so shonen is the stereotypical, you know,
it's like your 15-year-old, 16-year-old boy who wants to just see, you know, awesome stuff on screen.
Wants to be the yeah.
Yeah, you could easily Google anime categories and it'll, you know, and you can find out what there's a bunch of different categories.
So shonen is like your junior high kids, not to be mistaken for seinen, which is your late high school college guys, which is like your Ghost in the Shell, your Attack on Titan, a little bit more violent, a little bit more hardcore stuff.
But so I watched My Hero Academia, really enjoyed it, and that's actually, they're saying that's going to be a shonen as well. So you can anticipate that that's going to be a super long running series as well. But so I caught up with that, and I'm like, I'm done with that. What do I do now? And I found a brand new Gundam series that came out. It's called
I saw that.
Like which one?
It's called Gundam Iron Blood Orphans.
And okay,
it's the newest one out. So like each week you get a new episode type of thing. And really enjoying that. It's a it's
Gundam.
It's typical Gundam where you know a young kid is super amazing, talented at being a pilot and. They're fighting against the man type of thing, how most Gundam series are.
Well, yeah, I mean, the story doesn't change. Just like with Macross, it's the same story plot, but it's just a different way of saying it.
Yeah, so I've enjoyed that. I didn't get to catch all the way up with that, but I imagine I will on my next business trip, so... There we go,
man.
Which will be in November. So,
awesome.
I did get some Overwatch play in. I'm not to platinum rank yet in competitive. I'm really trying to get there, but I haven't made it yet. Something else geeky is I won something.
Dude, you always win stuff.
So,
yes, he does.
I won an Astro A40 gaming headset.
Nice. Now,
for those,
why aren't you wearing it?
It's being shipped to me.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have it yet. Come on,
I don't have it yet. I just bought it.
They just told me.
It's not instant shipping.
So they're shipping it to me. But for those of you that don't know, Astro is one of the top. Like tier gaming headset companies out there, so that like the headset I'm getting, the minimum cost for one is like $250 for the headset. And
nice prize.
Granted, you can find it on Amazon for sale for $200 instead of $250. But then there's also extra features that you can even get more expensive, and it goes up to like $315. You know, they're super like high tech headphones, and you know they actually comes with a program, so you can actually have do all the different levels and all sorts of stuff. It's a pretty intense. And all I had to do was to retweet their tweet and follow them on Twitter. And boom, I win. So that was pretty fun. That was a nice surprise.
I do that all the time. Do I ever win anything? No.
No.
I won a
gift prize tonight at my work party too. So.
What's wrong with you? So, you freak.
Good job, man.
Thanks, man. Last but not least, my wife and I are making a board game.
What?
Making a board game.
We are creating our own board game. Actually, I have to give 95% credit to Crystal. She's the one that came up with the idea, did a lot of research for it, and started designing it. And then she would pick my brain, and we'd work together, and we play tested it the other night, and we're like, okay, now we need to change this and this, and we found some new ways, and so we're going to tweak that, and we're going to play test it some more, and then start inviting friends over to play test it. And it's called the Family Drive, or tentatively called the Family Drive, and essentially the concept of the game is you and your family are transported into a magical world while you're on your family road trip, and while you're in like your minivan, and so you're in this fantasy world now, and you have to try to get your way back. And how you do that is you have to find the right path and be able to battle monsters to do that. You know, you have cards involved, you have tiles that you flip back and forth, and it's lots of fun. And we're trying to make it, you know, family simple and family oriented, so everyone can enjoy it, but also adults still enjoy it. So we're working on that. It's lots of fun, and thank goodness that I have lots of contacts now with board game developers and designers. That I can pick their brains and hopefully maybe we can get one of these people interested in our game that they would want to produce it.
Cool.
So we're doing that. So look for that in, you know, a long time, but we're doing it.
In a long time.
Well, you know, playtesting and all that stuff, it can take over a year of just playtesting and tweaking and all that stuff. But yeah, super fun. That's what I did, geeky, mostly anime stuff, some gaming stuff, and making a board game. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Making a board game.
All right. Well, let's go to the next segment of the show. The Weekly Geek. This is the Weekly Geek where we talk about geeky news, things that came out of the last couple weeks.
And yeah.
That bad, huh? That bad on a news
so
week?
So, how many times did you watch the new Rogue One trailer?
Zero.
Just once.
You haven't seen it?
Zero times? Because
I saw a clip on the TV.
I do not want
for like 10 seconds.
Oh, no, dude. Dude.
I don't want to.
No, dude.
Because
you have to see it.
I know I'm going to watch it. And
it's so good.
And so I don't want anything to be even more spoiled.
No, so. There's no spoilers. There's nothing. I mean, it's just awesome.
It's Star Wars. How spoilery can it get?
Well,
I mean,
maybe
I've watched it easily a half a dozen times.
So I'll probably then maybe after our show, I'll go watch it with Crystal. But
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's been. Just the trailer within itself has sparked a ton of resurgence of interest of Rogue One because it kind of died down a little bit. Like no one was talking about it and it was just kind of like, oh, it's coming out later. And now they released this that, you know,
the hush hush
has a little bit more footage to it. And people are like, oh yeah. My gosh, it's amazing.
It's so cool. I just like, oh, and like the music. Oh, just awesome.
Yeah, well, it's John Williams. Of course it's awesome.
I giggle like a schoolgirl when it's over. I'm like, I'm so excited about this movie.
It is John Williams, right?
I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. I was pretty sure, but I wasn't
positive. But it's also somebody else. Yeah. It's not just John Williams. They brought somebody else in to do some other music. Because they shot some additional scenes and Williams wasn't available to do. So there's like a co.
That happens a lot,
I'm doing that. Yeah, that does happen quite a bit.
So looks really cool coming out in December, which will be the big moneymaker, of course. I don't think nothing will be able to compete with it. Disney has stated that they don't think it will make as much money as The Force Awakens, but they still plan on making a lot of money.
Of course it won't. Yeah, well, that's a no-brainer.
Well,
because most people don't even know that there's a Rogue One.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm wrong.
It's not John Williams.
It's not John Williams.
He's doing Episode 8.
He's doing Episode 8.
But Rogue
One
didn't have time to do
Rogue One.
Yeah.
Right. It's Alexandre Desplat.
What has he done?
I'm trying to. It was originally going to be Michael Giacchino.
Oh, that would have been
Alexandre Desplat. Didn't he do the Harry Potter?
Maybe.
Desplat.
Well, no. John Williams did Harry Potter.
Only the first two or three.
Desplat did like the last four.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, I'll Google it.
That's right. Also,
I'm Googling it too.
Also, on the trailer releases this last couple weeks, it was the teaser trailer for the new Power Rangers movie. And
okay, so he did Deathly Hallows 1 and 2.
Okay.
Okay.
Good job, Ryan.
Michael Giacchino he's the one that got brought in to do the reshoots.
Oh, okay.
Whereas Alexandre Desplat did the
majority.
Most of the
Desplat. Desplat.
No, it's not Desplat.
You gotta say it like an American. Alexandre Desplat.
Nice.
Desplat.
Desplat. But anyway, yeah, so Power Rangers trailer came out. Did you guys...
You know, I saw that trailer, and I was actually pretty interested.
I'm not interested.
You didn't
grow up with Power Rangers.
You're right.
Like, that was my era. You know, Power Rangers came out, I think, when I was in fifth grade, very first one. And so that's like nostalgia for me. But it looked pretty cool, too. Obviously, they're going for a little bit more mature... you know,
well, think about the people who are now still Power Ranger fans.
Which are, you know,
most of them are in their 20s and 30s.
30s, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so I think it looks really cool.
I thought it looked nice.
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably get more with a full-length trailer where we see more, because we only got a glimpse of Rita Repulsa at the very end, where, you know, she's being played by Elizabeth Banks. And she reported that she loved playing that role. Someone said that it's kind of like the Breakfast Club gets powers because all the kids are like troubled teens, like, and they're in detention with each other.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys are excited for that, but I have no interest.
Well,
I
said it looked interesting.
Do your kids
I think it'll
not
be
like Power Rangers, or did they ever go through Power Rangers?
I guess,
days?
Yes, I guess. Yeah, I guess they do.
So I
would go to it with somebody else, but I wouldn't go to it because of myself.
And my kids, you know, all my kids really have, you know, enjoyed Power Rangers and have gone through the Power Ranger phases. I mean, I think I've watched at least some episodes from every single series, and some series I've watched like all of them, like with my kids. Some of the newer ones are actually pretty cool.
It's really hard to watch some of that stuff.
So, yeah.
It was hard to watch then.
Yeah, but I'm excited. You know, of course they didn't show some of the other characters. Obviously, they didn't show like Zordon, who's being played and voiced by Bryan Cranston, or they didn't show like Alpha, the robot companion. They didn't show them morphing completely or their zords or anything. So,
but we know that their armor looks very Iron Man-ish.
Well, it looks more like armor than spandex.
Yeah, it looks more like armor because, well, what's interesting is the way the story's written from what you can get in the preview or the trailer is they themselves are super powerful.
Yeah, like they have super strength.
And so it's not the suit that gives them the powers. They themselves are power. The suit gives them extra protection against going into battle.
Yeah.
So it's a battle suit versus a power suit.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. And I think that'll be interesting.
Uh-huh.
Ryan's like, whatever. Let's get on with it.
Yeah,
that's okay. That was Ryan's face when you were talking about Naruto as well. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about.
I want to get into Naruto. I'm really intimidated.
You can do it, man. I have faith in you.
That's okay.
And then we can talk Naruto and geek out to each other, and we can talk about our favorite characters and how
maybe I'll cosplay as Naruto.
You should cosplay. Because I've always wanted to cosplay as Kakashi, because he's like my favorite character.
Yeah.
Are there any really tall guys who have no hair?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd be that guy.
Okay, that's good.
They're all bad guys.
That's all I have is bad guys.
That's right.
That's true.
So
what? Chewbacca's not a bad guy.
Apparently, in the Wizarding World,
he's just misunderstood.
Would you want to meet him in a dark alley?
He's just misunderstood.
No, but so we are getting 5 Wizard movies.
Yes.
So I thought we were just getting a trilogy.
Right.
Yeah.
But apparently, she was doing a interview just today. It was live on Facebook. Q&A type thing, and she starts talking about she's basically quoted as saying that there's going to be 5 movies.
Well, yeah, she tweeted it.
And she went on to kind of clarify what she said, and she didn't say at least 5. She was clarifying that that's not what she said.
She said
there will be 5.
Yeah, 5 and that's it.
So a lot of people are like, at least 5? That's huge, because, you know, the Harry Potter thing is 7 or, you know, whatever.
Eight movies, 7 books. 8,
yeah, because it split the last one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but yeah,
well,
I mean.
That's what Peter Jackson did with
Hobbit.
Hobbit, and that flopped.
But the thing with this, though, it's not.
It's all original.
It's not a book. It's all
original.
It's all original, so they can do whatever
they
want.
So it's even worse.
No. they could do whatever they want with the storyline without having people freak out about it.
That is true.
Because they can be like,
well, in the book it went this way.
Exactly. So they're going to have the freedom to do what they want.
Yeah, she can do whatever she wants. And she's completely involved. I mean, she's like one of the script writers.
Yeah, she's,
you know, so I mean, it's definitely not, you know, they got plenty of flexibility in what they the direction they want to go.
What?
We got so much to talk about.
All right. Well,
how long is this episode going
to
be?
Let's go on then to Geeky Trivia.
Dogs living together.
Well, you know, since we were talking Harry Potter.
That's right.
Who has trivia, so, Mike?
I have trivia.
John.
Excuse me. I said geeky trivia.
Woo!
All right. That's
there you go. Okay.
All right. Yes. So
that's funny.
Because of the big news and the impending release of the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, kicking off the new world of the Wizarding World, I don't know if you guys saw the most recent trailer that they put out for the Fantastic Beasts, but my goodness, it's looking superb.
It's pretty epic looking.
Really.
Let's just hope the character development is good as the action scenes you see in the preview.
I think that's why she's saying, "Hey, this is going to be 5 movies because we want to develop it. We want to turn Newt Scamander into, you know, just
a family household name like Harry Potter.
Like Harry Potter, we want this character." Being played by Eddie Redmayne.
It's going to be the wizards for the next generation.
Well, but it's. But a lot of people that started with Harry Potter are all adults now, and this is going to be a more adult show because all the wizards are adults. It's not about kids.
It's not about kids figuring it out.
It's about fully fledged wizards battling.
I'm curious if it'll take place in other locations in America besides New York.
Well, not this first movie.
Or will it? I'm speculating.
Sure, why not? I think it'd be cool if they in one of the movies they went to the school in America.
Yeah.
At least visited.
So we got trivia.
Go, John.
So the questions that I pulled are referencing more from the novels. If you've read the novels and you're familiar with the novels, some of these questions are a little obscure. Some of them are totally obvious.
Sweet.
Some of them are completely made up.
Yeah, right. Okay, so first question.
All right.
How many goalposts are there on a Quidditch pitch?
Six.
Six.
Three on each side.
Okay, Ryan for six. Good job, Ryan.
Three on each side. Right. Dang it.
Got Ryan for that one. All right.
Boring.
Who says that people can be a bit stupid about their pets?
Hagrid.
Hagrid is correct.
In The Prisoner of Azkaban.
You're not going to get extra bonus points.
And I only know that because I literally read that chapter to the kids like yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, what is Lord Voldemort's full name?
Tom Riddle.
Tom Riddle.
That is incorrect. Full name.
Tom something Riddle.
I'll know what it says to say.
No, because all of it together spells out I am Lord Voldemort.
Right?
Or
I
Voldemort.
Don't know. I can't remember.
You're obviously missing some letters.
Yes.
If all you're coming up with is Thomas Riddle.
Tom something.
Riddle. Ah,
what is it?
What is it?
Thomas Marvolo.
Marvolo.
Oh, Marvolo. Yes.
Because I was like trying to think, where's the V come in?
Yeah, that's the family name. So, okay. How many times do Fred and George's fireworks multiply by if you try to vanish them?
12.
Oh, I have no idea.
Wow, what an interesting question. Six.
No, the correct answer is 10.
Ooh, oh, 10.
Close. Michael was close. Okay.
I was thinking a dozen for some reason.
What is the symbol for House Slytherin?
Serpent. Snake.
Ooh, I think Michael and Ryan were tied with that one. All right. See, like I said, some of these are very obvious. Okay. Where does Harry sleep at the Dursley's house before he moves into
the
second
bed? Stairs.
Under the stairs is correct. I was trying to get the question out as quickly as I could because I knew that people are just going to start blurting out answers. All right. How many times was Nearly Headless Nick hit in the neck with a blunt axe?
Three times.
Three.
Twice.
The correct answer is 45.
45.
Holy crap.
With a blunt axe.
Yet he didn't become headless Nick until the very end.
Decapitated.
He was never headless. That's why he can't join the Headless Horseman group.
Right.
I thought he did at the very end.
No.
Anyway, go ahead.
Maybe decapitated as a ghost. All right. How much gold do the Weasleys win in the annual Daily Profit Grand Prize Galleon Draw?
300 galleons. No.
That's incorrect.
Dang it. I just read this, too, and I don't remember. 5,000.
No, I was going to say like 100 or something.
The correct answer is 700.
700.
700 galleons.
Yeah, okay. That one I don't remember. I remember some other stuff.
Seems like a random
galleons.
Number.
I know, right?
It's all about the exchange rate.
Speaking of random numbers,
ooh,
in wizarding currency, How many sickles are in a galleon?
26.
7.
13.
Now, the correct answer is 17.
17.
Like I said, random numbers.
Yes.
All right. What creatures feed on positive human emotions?
Dementors,
yeah.
Very with Dementors.
What? Yeah.
Oh, it was right. Close. Yeah.
It was close.
All right. How much does a 12-week course of apparition cost?
30 galleons.
That is correct.
What, 9 shekels?
5 galleons.
No.
No.
I don't know. Wow.
The correct answer is 12. 12 oh, galleons.
I was so close.
You were close.
I all randomly right. Guessing.
Who is Ginny's first boyfriend?
Seamus Finnegan.
Yes.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, no, the other one.
And it's not Seamus, it's Seamus.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah. What? You don't know how to pronounce these Irish Seamus names.
Seamus Finnegan. I do an Irish accent for him, though. I do. I do voices for all the characters in the book.
Or, tips good morning to you.
Not Leprechaun.
Dean Thomas.
No, the correct answer is Michael Corner.
Oh.
All right. Like I said, some of these are pretty obscure. Okay. What is the name of the fountain inside the Ministry of Magic?
The Muggle Fountain. What is it called?
It's something about all something the races being united or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something about that. Where they're all, yeah.
They're all like, they're all like holding hands or whatever.
I used to know what it was called.
The Fountain of Unity.
The Fountain of Magical Brethren.
Magical Brethren. Okay.
Oh, that's even worse.
All right. What secret name do the kids call Sirius Black?
The Grim? The secret. Padfoot.
What is
it's like Fangs or Claws or something.
Yeah, right? What is their code name for Sirius Black? Between Harry, Ron, and Hermione.
It's like something wolf related.
Well, because yeah. he's a dog.
Maybe it's moon related.
Spot?
No, it's not Padfoot, because you're not thinking of what his name was within the group of all the animus. Right.
Is it animagi? It's not animagi.
Snuffles.
Snuffles.
Oh, that was way off.
That's in the next book. I'm not there yet.
That's correct even worse.
Snuffles. All right. Dumbledore is famous for single-handedly defeating which dark wizard before Voldemort goes off to kill him?
Like Grimwald?
Ooh, very close. I'm almost. Bendango. I will almost give that to you.
Grimold.
Yeah, it's like Grimwald or Grim something.
I don't know what it is. What is it?
Gellert Grindelwald.
Grindelwald.
And apparently, Grindelwald is referenced quite a bit in this Fantastic Beasts movie that's coming out.
Oh, really?
They talk about the attack of Grindelwald and how Dumbledore defeated him. And I guess they talk about it quite a bit.
But that's like 100 years before. You forget how old Dumbledore is.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's why.
Well, he did have the Philosopher's Stone for a period of time. Anyway.
Right? So, okay.
Sorcerers.
So, which birthday does Harry celebrate in Sorcerer's Stone?
10. No.
His 11th birthday.
No, 11. No, 11th it's, well, is correct. Yeah, 11th. Yeah, dang it. I was like, 10, no.
11th is correct.
Fail.
All right.
Blue, which, no, yellow.
Which vault number was the Sorcerer's Stone kept in?
Dang. Oh, wow.
326.
No. Vault.
I don't know. But I know they made an effort to actually say the number in the movie.
They say the number frequently in the book, too. Vault, it's like 319 or something like that.
The correct answer is 713.
713. Wait, I knew it was a three-digit. There's a three in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Do I get a third at the point?
How much do Fred and George bet on the Quidditch World Cup?
2,000 galleons.
100 galleons.
I don't know. What is? I don't know.
The answer is 37 galleons, 15 sickles, and 5 canutes.
It works.
I know, right?
And you know what? People would be able
it's
to
not
answer
canutes,
this, too.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
K-N-U-T-S, right? Nuts.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because that's how I would say it, too, but some... Anyway, okay.
It's all just right. Like it's like somebody saying Knudsen Street.
Yeah.
It's Knudsen Street.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
Anyway.
All right. What is the symbol for House Ravenclaw?
Eagle.
It's an eagle.
It is an eagle. It's not an eagle.
Everyone
an eagle.
Always thinks it's a Ravenclaw because
it should be a raven.
But it's right. not.
Them. Well,
that was just the name of the person.
What would Hufflepuff be?
Yeah.
Jigglypuff?
Yes.
A platypus.
Just a platypus. Right.
Okay, who unwittingly gave Hermione permission to take most potent potions out of the restricted area of the library?
Gilderoy Lockhart. Sure.
That's correct. Very good job.
Because he was the only professor dumb enough to let her.
All right. And this is just kind of a bonus question. Whoever gets this answer wins.
What?
Oh, jeez.
Okay. What is Dumbledore's full name?
Dumbledore Albus something.
No, it's Albus.
Albus? It's Albus Dumbledore, but he has two middle names as well.
Two middle names, yeah.
No, that's incorrect.
Like Albus, like I don't know, something Dumbledore.
All right, the correct answer is Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore.
Oh, there's three middle
three
names.
Middle names.
Whatever.
He doesn't mess around.
That's right.
He must have been zillion.
All right.
And the winner's Barry.
Yay, me!
Oh, boo.
He actually answered most of the questions.
I think I answered one.
I think I got like four.
Yeah, Ryan got a few.
Yeah.
I think Ryan got more than I did.
All right. What this tells me is that I need to reread the books.
I know.
No
right?
doubt. Yeah.
What this tells me is that it's been a decade since I've read the books or more.
I know, right? That's why it's fun rereading it with the kids. Thank you for listening and watching The Closet Geek. You can find out all our information at theclosetgeek.net, but the best way to socialize with us is on our Facebook page. So go to facebook.com/theclosetgeek and you can find us. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere else where you can find your podcast. And come and join us next time. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.